Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, you are correct. Although, honestly, I could also say any of the dozen sermons that I sat through as a small child.
You went to a good church.
I went to a church.
Well, if they used bloodlines years before it came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just based off the stereotypical...
yes, fire and brimstone.
Southern Baptist fire and brimstone preacher man. We have these down in the South, so...
Really? Southern churches have Southern Baptists. Really?
I know. Well...
Praise the Lord!
Praise Him! For you are in the hands of an angry and wrathful God.
I'm guessing you were a part of fire and brimstone preachers.
I did. I have gone to a few.
Funny, I went with the Salvation Army. They don't have that many fire and brimstone preachers. Then again, most people don't realize it's an actual church.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I personally think for invective speeches, no one beats a good Southern Baptist preacher, man. When he gets his, when he gets in the flow of the moment, and the punctuations.
It's pure
and,
genius.
Yeah, they have something about them that is magnetic. It is.
Really amen. Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen, brothers?
No. Not happening.
Sorry, I'm your sister. What?
And I still think I really need to stop watching Gangland.
Oh, no. Gangland's a great show. I love it that it's on Netflix. I
stopped watching it after a few episodes and realized... I'm learning too much. I'm learning stuff I really don't want to know. I want to be in ignorance.
Although I do heartily recommend Sudair's "A Day in the Life of a Gang Leader." It's also quite good.
Well, if you've ever watched read the book Monster, that's good too.
I haven't read that one. I'll have to look it up.
That was Cody Scott, Monster Cody. Very, very bad guy.
All right.
He was getting fan mail from Tucky Williams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yes. I still can't believe people were protesting his death. Like, really?
Oh, I do. Because he got nominated for a freaking Nobel Prize.
What?
Yes. Could not believe that. Tookie got high on crack and murdered like a whole family, and that was why
he's a murdering bastard. He murdered everybody. You pissed him
how
off.
How do you get a Nobel Prize?
Because
he wrote children's books.
In prison, after he literally got high on crack and killed like a wife, a father, and a mother and a child.
And you also realize that his biggest claim to fame was that he was on the Gong Show.
Yeah, he was one of the founding Crip members, and the guy was built like a fucking. He was built like a guy who ate linebackers.
Yeah, for breakfast and asked for seconds. He's a big guy.
Big. Big, scary black man. Big, scary black man.
And apparently knew how to turn on the charm because, like, everyone interviewed him in prison thought that he was so wonderful and so charming, you know, with, like, five murder convictions. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, he probably ended up killing 100 people, but he was only convicted when he went fucking insane on crack and murdered that family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. He just felt like murdering them.
Yep.
Isn't that the answer to everything? Oh, why'd you do it? I just felt like it.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah, he killed 76-year-old Yin Yang Yang and his wife Shan Shi Si, and along with their 43-year-old daughter and son. Yep, just broke into their room and shot them while they slept.
This
jackass.
The fact that we're talking about this does not increase my happiness for the chances of us surviving meeting J-Dog. Look,
we could be talking about the murder of Peter Pan. It could be worse.
What?
Peter Pan, the last victim of Richard Ramirez. The Night Stalker? Only caught because... Well, actually narrowly evaded capture because Diane Feinstein spilled beans the fact they had his shoe impression that they'd been holding back from the media, and she goes out on a public speech and says, oh yeah, and we have a shoe impression and we know what size shoe he wears and everything. Of course, those shoes ended up off bridge like within like 2 hours. But yes, the last known murders were of Peter Pan and his wife.
There are a lot of good people. This is World of Darkness. They're even better people.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I re-upped my subscription to Psychopedia just so I can keep track on everything.
What the heck is Psychopedia?
Oh, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is an encyclopedia of serial killers indexed by number of victims and chronology.
That just sounds... Why the hell does that exist?
Because fascinated with
death murder. And destructions, yeah.
Yeah.
They never did figure out who Jack the Ripper was. That's just the classic serial killer.
No, they didn't.
But they did figure out who H.H. Holmes was. And I love to use him in my games.
So would I. In White Town?
H.H. Holmes? Oh, H.H. Holmes is the quote-unquote first American serial killer.
He is a complete psychopath. Did you ever read the book Murder in White Town?
No.
It's a great book.
It's day by day H.H. Holmes. Basically, he opened a hotel at the Chicago Exhibition World's Fair and built his own personal crematorium inside of it.
And he had rooms that basically would suck out all the air so that people, and he would have a small window. So
oh, God, I'm familiar with this.
Suffocate to death. Oh, yeah. Everyone's familiar with H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
All around, great guy. He got caught because he tried an insurance scam. And
I love how they always catch him on something so bizarre.
Well, in his case, he got caught on a life insurance scam because the person he took out life insurance on, he had murdered them. And then he had stripped the corpse down to a skeleton and sold the skeleton.
Yep.
Hell?
Yep. Yeah. He's actually worse than Burke.
Yeah. Yes, he is. So, but moving on. Is everyone back?
Indeed.
Okay. We will start out with the people. I believe I heard him.
Richard? I didn't.
Yes. Okay. So we are going to start off with the people going to meet J-Dog. Who is driving?
I'll drive.
What car are y'all taking?
I will take the really, really upscale looking hybrid.
Okay.
And what does DSDA, what does that mean?
He's just punching in buttons to let us know he is in fact back.
Yeah, so I was eating and I could not unmute at the time.
Yeah.
But now I'm back and you can have my glorious accent again.
Okay, so how are the two people who are not driving? Are you as sitting in the passenger seat, in the back seat? You know, how are you all arranging this?
I'll sit in the front passenger seat.
Okay.
Then, no. Yes, I will be sitting in the back.
On driver's side or passenger side?
Indeed.
Do you need... behind the passenger. So if they shoot out the front window, then... Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Everyone can give me a wits plus composure rolls for your perception.
So let's clear the dice first.
Go to the quote-unquote the wrong side of the tracks. Wits plus composure.
Yes.
And that is one... Oh, wait. It's 8, 9, 10 is a success, right?
Yeah, and you reroll another die for the 10.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you also noticed and got people.
I'm distracted by the shiny new car.
Marcus, you are an incredibly noticing person. Wow.
Okay, that is...
I have which five. Computer four.
Wow. Okay, so...
Four.
Four. Okay. No exceptional successes, but the two people who do succeed, you know immediately when you have entered into crypt territory. Everyone is wearing blue. They wear blue caps, blue shirts. They particularly fans of New York Devils. I'm sorry, the Duke team. I forgot what Duke's team is, but they're particular blue fans. The Blue Devils around here, which is odd given you're in Kansas. But you particularly notice because there are several people with AK-47s who are... openly walking around and looking at your car. There is a steady flow of traffic down here. And
oh god, I'm going to get assaulted really soon, aren't I?
And then
let's just hope Billy keeps us alive.
Y'all,
we could just drive out. I mean, this was just one of an idea. It is not.
Yeah, that's fine. They're fine though. All good. If you drive out, you're going to show the fact that you're scared.
God helps those who helps themselves.
Yes, I think we are scared. So
God will protect us.
So and after you pass the initial sentries, all you see, are various kids and people going about their day-to-day business. But everyone seems to have a downcast aspect to them. They aren't really looking up. They're looking down. People who are sitting on the porches are each seem lost in their own worlds. Almost everyone is smoking some form of crack pipe or injecting themselves or just reclining in various stages of narcotic-induced states. The streets look extremely unkempt. The signs of trash and whatnot everywhere. You see a multitude of homeless people, far more than the area would normally have. Everyone seems to be not focusing, and the lights are all shattered, and it is quite a downcast day. You feel the danger in this neighborhood and the latent violence that is just begging to spring forth. The streets all have cars on them, and they're almost all either old rusted pieces of junk or they're Cadillacs of some variety, shape, or size, or want to be Cadillacs.
Okay. I'm going to make sure that I follow the instructions and slow down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly, and you pull up behind a black Cadillac. And when you do, a gentleman pops out of the Cadillac, like he is running a million miles an hour. And he walks over to y'all, just the epitome of confidence and calmness around him. He has three of his boys following them. He is by far wearing the most outlandish of the blue. Parka, he has several gold chains with crosses that are hanging from his neck. And he has a gold earring in his ear. He smiles, and oh my god, it's almost blinding because of how many gold teeth he has.
Oh boy. All right. I roll down the window a bit and just say...
He raises an eyebrow that you just rolled it down a bit. Not from around here?
No. New in town. Billy sent us.
Ah, my boy Billy. So you looking for a little bit of that rock?
Just a little bit.
I can help.
I roll the window down a little bit, and I hand out a 50 a bit.
Such a fine looking thing. You gonna be in town for what?
A little bit.
Oh, okay, sister. Well, we give discounts for first time customers. He hands you over about twice the amount that you would expect for a 50 and two little baggies. So, feel free.
Where's my eyebrows? Go. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being so trusting. We appreciate return customers here. Me and my boys cook up the finest things in town. You can always come back. If I won't help you out, it'll be one of my boys.
I hear you.
He smiles quite brightly.
Okay, I smile back. So it's nice doing business with you.
Nice doing business with you. Now, if you want a real party, I can surely provide.
Really?
What kind of party? The kind that goes all night long. He leans on your car.
Well, I lean back to my friends and say, boys, are you interested in that kind of party?
Oh, I'm afraid it won't be no gentleman involved.
No, I'm sorry, honey. I don't go nowhere without my boys here.
Shame. It's a shame. Well.
Yeah.
Well, all right, boys. We will, I hope you have a safe ride back, and if you ever change your mind, feel free to come back.
I will keep you in mind. All right. We'll turn the vehicle around and head back over to the not-so-crypt-up side of the town.
Okay, do you want to go north, or do you want to go east, back to Raven Street?
North.
Let's just go and get the blood that the father wanted
here. Okay, then we'll head back over to...
We just go and show him the blood.
Okay, you'll go over to east.
Yeah, we'll east then.
All right, there's
and,
no problem.
Also watch to see what happens if there's a distinct line where the people just stop, or whether it's more subtle where it's just slowly less and less people, since they described it as no one being around that area.
Okay. The lady with the four and the man with the two will notice that it is indeed a slower, it's a gradual drop off. However, the crypts disappear at a sharp line. Their graffiti is still in evidence, but they are not.
Okay. That's weird. Somebody really scared him off their own turf.
Yes.
Okay. So y'all We're drive up to the house go back and to y'all
116 and show him the
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There is the red ice.
Is it cold to the touch?
It's ice. So, yes. It has several boot prints in it now.
I pull out
Is it melting?
Yes.
No.
I pull out my large knife and say, I can cut this section of floor or linoleum or whatever it is out and you can take it back to look at.
Do it.
Yes, I slice up the floor.
Okay. It is, in fact, linoleum yes. underneath all the trash and the ice.
Yes. I give it to the father.
I put it in some... put it in something. Figure this might be useful later.
Yes. Okay. You can put it in a little plastic baggie. I don't care.
Yeah. Put it in a plastic
okay. baggie. Anything else you want to do at this place?
Have a quick look around. See okay. if there's anything else that stands out to my eyesight.
Could be intelligence plus investigation.
Not wits plus investigation?
You don't know if it's a crime scene.
But a body was found here.
A body was found out front. If you want to investigate where the body is found, that would be a wits plus investigation. You were just looking for things.
Oh, I would like to investigate where the body was found.
Okay. You could give me a wits plus investigation there.
Woohoo, because I have horrible dice anyway. One success.
The okay. body was found. Well, yeah, you can definitely see the imprint on the ground where the body was placed. Found. You can see where there are quite a lot of boot prints, et cetera, et cetera. These guys really should earn the Harry the Hippo sticker. They did an amazing job of obscuring any possible evidence that you could find. You don't even see any tracks where they even went inside to look around. They came here, found a body, and went, well, that's a thing. Took the body and left. You don't see any signs of blood. And you don't see any, if there was a sign of struggle, you would not be able to see it.
Great. Okay, I'll take a quick look around the house, since it's obviously not a crime scene.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said that the house has not been investigated.
Well, I'll go investigate the house.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
Intelligence plus investigation.
Two successes.
Okay. Couple things of various interests. The red ice rises to a level of what you would expect for a body that has been completely exsanguinated of blood. There is about roughly, you would imagine, 8 pints inside this little room as it has spread throughout the house and the various things like that. You also find in another room of the house, you find a journal.
What's the name on the journal?
It is Natasha Chapman's journal.
Ooh.
Okay. Begin, take it with me. We'll read it when we're in a safer place.
Okay.
Or on the drive out of here. Anything else stand out?
No, you see the where she was living here, and she was obviously living with another person.
Blah.
Oh.
Who is she? Can you tell who she was living with?
They did not leave behind their journal.
Have a quick flick through the journal and just see if it says...
Yeah.
If you do a quick flip through, it is horribly, horribly composed, as if this person is genuinely illiterate, and they would not be able to pass a literacy exam for their life. And it, if you flip to the back page, it is a Jimmy with one M there.
Jimmy with one M.
Now, that just might be a sign of her poor spelling, or that might be
how it's significant.
Does it say anything about what Jimmy's, like, favorite hangout is or anything?
Well, because he is homeless, his favorite hangout is with the begging, you know, scraps from the Crips and dancing for their amusement. The you now know that the Crips are the Perdi Street Crips.
Although it's hard to read, does as we start heading out, and I read it because want to get away from here. What's the story in the journal?
It is, you know, this sad, pathetic tales of this basically cracked out slash methed out woman who basically lived her life looking for the next high. And that basically this was her pouring out her fantasies here was her method of escape from her life.
Mm-hmm. And
there's quite a lot about her fantasies. About 2 months ago, her fantasies turned very dark with the reoccurring imagery of a man with fangs. She spelled fangs with a Z.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
And
why didn't know
does
that?
Does he sparkle in the sunlight?
No, it was always of her... You know, being caught by him and her being drained, him sucking her blood.
This sounds familiar.
Did she describe him well, or is it very vague?
It's very vague.
Damn.
Before we leave, I stop everybody when we are outside, and I make listening motions, hand around the ear, because I remember hearing crunchy, crunchy noises before, which might have been person coming back to her.
No, that was you crunching.
That was, oh, I see. Well, I make listening noises anyway for everybody to listen, just in case.
Okay. Go ahead and give me wits plus composure.
Well,
do I hear
so
anything?
Exceptional success. You hear the subtle sounds of a car that is following you. You would guess a Cadillac, maybe made in 98, roundabouts. It's about two streets back.
One success.
You do not hear anything.
We're being followed by a 1984 Cadillac.
Maybe blue?
About
maybe
two blocks back.
Maybe white? Not sure.
Maybe white.
Your echolocation does not pick that up. You fucking bat.
That's funny.
That was a really good roll.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, well, we're being followed by a Cadillac. 1984, yeah, judging by the engine.
It's probably
94.
94.
Yeah, and I suspect it has several bloody cities inside, too.
Yes.
Oh, look. That guy. Right there. He wasn't there.
There's a guy around us?
Yeah, what guy?
Yeah, he's wearing... he's peeking out from the corner. He has a blue hoodie on.
Should we say hello?
Yeah, my Ben, what you doing?
You did not... Oh, well, if he points him out, you will see him, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Mr. Bad Ears.
Man.
Okay. He ducks back behind the corner.
Do you wish to talk? We went to the crypts to try and talk to them. Do we?
We want to talk. You don't have to hide and run away. We're just looking for some information.
I think they were probably trying to follow us to kill us and take the woman.
Yeah, probably.
You think? Yeah. What's the... Out of here!
How good are you at driving? I'll stop asking. Drive!
Me? I'll drive. I'm not that good at
Do you wish to... How do you want to drive? Do you want to drive as if demons are following you, or like a normal person?
I'm going to drive like a normal person, a little faster than usual.
Okay. That needs
I'm going to
no
try moves. And see if I can spot them.
Yeah. There they are. They are following you.
What color?
The car is blue.
Aww. No, you think?
And they do. You pass the railroad tracks, and they pass them just fine.
I don't think there's any sort of supernatural barrier to street thugs.
Apparently not. So we're gonna cut back over to Research Man. Research Man,
Mr. Boring here.
You are researching. What are you researching?
Right, I'll start with the other victims.
Okay.
Right, so I had done... Let me just find that.
K. Jacobs?
Yes, I've done K. Next up is Andrea Arminus, so Andrea Light.
Mm-hmm.
Again, plus am two. I getting... Yep, yeah. In my plus two. Yeah,
you're
nice.
With... You drove back to the good neighborhood.
Yay.
All right. Don't have to worry about...
3 10s, 4 10s. Yay! Did someone just clear the dice?
Oh, I thought I cleared it before you rolled. Sorry, man.
We can go ahead and count it as an exceptional success.
I will.
You find nothing on Andrea Light. You find basically the newspaper articles, but apparently she did not ever have a computer or have an online presence.
Mm-hmm. Schools, anything like that.
And how old?
She was 19.
Yeah, so I'll check local school records.
Well, they generally don't publish those.
You tend to... I believe you get put on the list of people admitted. There's also...
Oh, really?
No newspaper appearances in that name?
The only ones were her deaths. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, she never popped up on the news.
Okay. Last one, Natasha Chapman.
Yep.
Okay.
I will save you the role. Once again, no online presence.
Okay.
Besides her death.
So, two complete nobodies. Going to look into the investigator next.
Okay.
I don't know the investigator's name. Can I get that down, please?
If you make a good roll, yes.
Oh, I thought we already knew it. Now, okay, that's 1, 2, 3 successes, 2 rolls. So I'll just roll those. 1 more 10s. No, 3 successes.
Okay, you find out the lead investigator is Craig Tibbs. Mr. Tibbs is the lead on...
Oh, God, Mr. Tibbs, really?
I did not notice that when I wrote down the name. His name has now changed to Jack Ortega.
Really? Jack Ortega?
I'm just screwing with you now. Famous name.
Mr. Ortega is 43 years old. He is the head of the homicide division.
I was hoping he was a private investigator.
He is not a private investigator. He is the lead detective in this particular case. He is also the lead on the homicide division. In the best of the police departments, the police precincts in... Hutchinson, he has, seems reasonably competent, and you dig a little bit deeper, and you figure out that Hutchinson has a clear Rick rate on murders of 1 in 5.
Okay. I wish to spend additional time on him.
That's a crappy rate.
Yes, it is. This is the world of darkness.
I wish to continue investigating.
That's an amazing raid in World of Darkness.
Can I do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can investigate more.
Would you like to know more?
All right, well, so far, 2 successes. Let me just roll at 10. Mm-hmm. Come on, another 10. No, 2 successes.
Okay.
You think I have 11 dice.
You will find out that Mr. Ortega has actually bought a rather nice home lately, and a little bit more expensive than you would think on his a police detective salary that he could afford.
Okay. I'm going to look. I want to see if I can do some more research on the homicide team itself, see if there's any individuals who would stand out as people we should try to talk to.
Okay.
So that's going to be going into hour number 2 now.
Yep.
Ooh, that's promising. I've got 2 dice, I can't see what they are yet.
9 and a 4. So you have 4 successes off the bat with 2 tens for rerolls.
Yep. Come on. No, not as exceptional, just 4 successes.
Okay. You run down the list of investigators, and they have the usual... they show up in the news, usually. I mean, it's not... Nothing really sticks out at you... Actually, you roll 4 successes. Yes. Yes, a single name sticks out that shows up with an alarming amount of frequency, and that's Earl Staples. You guess with your earlier roll that Mr. Staples is who the reporters are bribing to get their information from.
Right. Okay.
You also, with your successes, figure out they didn't really give a damn until Kay Jacobs' body showed up, which is why they didn't find Natasha Chapman's body for quite some time.
Right. I want to see if I can put together a rough idea of how many people I think have been killed or gone missing very recently or are connected. Actually, numbers on the drug abuse in this area.
Okay.
Pretty high.
Yeah, it is endemic. I will give that to you for free. Mm. I mean, it is...
An estimated number of them people who have gone missing.
That is difficult / impossible to tell. Because the homeless people don't report their missing. People in the fallows don't report their missing people. The only people who go missing are the people in the fields and the castle. And they, you know, the going missing rate is pretty damn high in the World of Darkness. So I think it's normally like one out of every 100 people goes missing every year. This is probably three out of every 100 people go missing every year. But I will double check that. It might be one out of every 435. Keeps popping into my head. I don't know why. So it would just be three times that.
Isn't it on average a quarter of the people you know in your life are likely to have, you know, a quarter of the people you bump into in your life are likely to have gone?
I don't know. That I don't know how that. That sounds like a bullshit statistic to me. But so there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... That's a general. They are average for the World of Darkness. Anything else?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. So, anything else do you want to do?
Sure. After my 2 and a bit hours... I think it's almost 3 hours now...
I think you made 3 rolls, so we'll call it 2.
Okay. Plus the bit you gave me for free, so.
Yeah, it's just free. It takes 5 seconds.
I will call the others up and say I've got a little. Hello? Hello?
Okay, so y'all are driving away. So, conference call!
Conference call! Woo!
We're being chased right now. Probably not the best time. We're going to lose someone or potentially get into a gun or potentially get in harm's way. Hopefully not.
Do you need me to get there?
By the time you get here, things will have been resolved.
Are you certain of this? Should I go out there?
You could probably tell us what you've learned.
Not much. I have a name to go and chase up. Earl Staples. Detective, rather friendly with reporters. Jack Ortega is lost. Head detective. He's bought and paid for. The two other victims, nobodies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you chase down your lead. We'll continue with ours.
What hour? Isn't it going on about 4 o'clock now?
Indeed it is.
I think actually we should all meet up at this big match game.
A year. It's in the real world, it's 1 in 300 people every year. In New World, it's 1 in 100. Yes, y'all also know that the sun goes down at 6.
I don't know about you guys. I want to be back at the hotel by 6.
I agree with you. Let us go.
I'm pretty into having dinner at the hotel, actually.
That sounds like a good idea. We'll meet you at the hotel since you're already there. And if we get into, I doubt they'll follow us out of town.
I'll be prepared anyway. Okay, yeah, I'm going to send off an email to Mr. Staples here is saying, basically, I'm a reporter, such and such, and I would love to get in contact with you over a few cases of yours. Would it be possible to meet you tomorrow for lunch? Worded better, obviously, but, you know.
Okay.
A quick informal email.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go back to the hotel and prepare my gun.
Okay. And what do you other people do? Miss Samantha, you're driving the car?
Yep, head back to the hotel, put the car in the lot, head up to my room, double check that everything is as it should be, and then head back down to the...
Well, I will keep your perception rolls from other way. Basically, after you get 5 miles out of town, they go back.
Okay.
Okay. And then just head down to the hotel restaurant and grab something to eat.
Okay.
And wait for everyone else there so that we can, like, basically blah each other.
Well, y'all are... Three of the people were driving with you, so... Yeah. And one other person beat you there.
Yes.
Yes. So, y'all are together, at sitting around the table.
And it's 4:30? It's about a 30-minute drive, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was...
productive?
Well, I got partner favors at least.
Yes, we do not know what they do.
We also have figured out at least what happened to the blood, most likely.
Is it blood? Is it, you brought back the sample, and guessing it will have melted and run off by now, but there is.
Well, it's melted in a baggie. Yes.
Yeah, is it blood?
Yeah.
How do you freeze blood?
It can freeze at very low temperatures.
It gets minus like 14 around here.
Oh, okay, so it does get cold enough.
Yeah, and if it sits around along and, you know, it pools enough.
As accurate as it is. If only I could manage to get hold of a few medical facilities, I would like to do a few small tests on it.
Here, you can have it if you ever get the chance. I handed it to him under the table.
Okay. That can be done. So,
at this time, I wonder if... I see Jameis is online. Is he joining us?
I do not see him.
He was, and he went away again. Yes.
Oh.
That is fantastic.
My computer is slow.
Indeed.
Well, we have some blood. I mean, you have a diary to read through.
Yeah.
And I apparently have plenty of gin, too.
Yeah, you could have read through it. Nothing really more significant than what I have already explained.
Just that there are lots of...
And Jimmy.
Yes.
Have you come across the name Jimmy in any of your research?
No.
No, I have not. I'm afraid if he's one of the homeless, you're going to have no luck.
Richard stepped away briefly and didn't hear everything that was got on Andrea Light. Was it just that she was 19 and there was nothing else at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunate. I'm afraid I'm a little dry on leads for research. If anyone can suggest any, I have missed. I did send an email off to this Mr. Staples, and I'm hoping I'll be able to engaging in conversation at some point.
I'm just having a hard time believing a 19-year-old with no online presence.
If you have no money, it's not...
Yes, if she was a young mother, it is possible.
Okay.
She could not afford phone.
Facebook's free.
Internet cafes and laptops aren't.
No, but I don't know any young parent that can't resist posting pictures of their kids.
Well, I was searching for the name, found nothing, so I found nothing connected to the family.
Yep.
Okay. It's entirely possible that she was born on the streets. It's difficult as it can happen sometimes, and sometimes they live to a reasonable age. Or something gets to them.
You realize how depressing that is, right?
Yes. It's not the only thing that we come across. Where do we go with this from here?
Either we wait, see if the investigator pans out, or
kick in the door of the local scientist and question him vigorously.
We need to actually probably need to do some research into a little more in-depth research into the town and let's see what the Hutchinson see like or some background research to find out what exactly was the scientist doing. I mean, is he all above board?
If it's anything police related, it will be vanished. The company really seems to own everything, and he himself he's been missing or off the radar for 10 years until he suddenly appeared here. And then at that point, he was thoroughly in Yeager's employ.
Do we know where the other? We know where the other two bodies were found, right? Or we don't?
Yeah,
you fellows.
You do have a street address for the other body in the palace?
We should probably check out those other locations
Is it 116 Raven Street as well?
No, it is actually a street over. A street to the east.
We can go back for a third time in one day. Yes.
It is called Corvus Street.
No. We'll go tomorrow.
I'm noticing a thing here.
Wait, what did he call it?
Corvus Street.
Corvus?
No thing.
And this means you also managed to get hold of a certain book, did you, at last?
Can we just nuke the whole east end of town?
It is not the town. It is the weird vampire-y thing that is thinking everyone and sucking their blood. No wonder.
Do you think we could have a look around the castle, as they call it? Again, I'll use the press badge and try to say that we're simply doing a little piece on the development of the local community, thanks to the Hunter's Arrow. It gives us a chance to have a look round. You never know. I know it's blind investigation, but...
What investigation would you suggest to get us in there?
Well, I would simply propose that we claim we're doing just a small time piece on how the town is becoming far more developed and actually prospering in these difficult times, but because of the company. Thus, we'd need to go around and, if nothing else, if not interview people, then perhaps procure a camera and film it.
Beethoven starts playing. It starts playing from Gilt's character's pocket.
I would not have Beethoven on my phone. I chose that ringtone for a specific reason, Logos.
You said classical...
No, I said the classic phone bring sound of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said a classical ringtone.
No, basic classic phone ring.
Oh, okay. Then it is bring. Bring.
You don't even know how a phone goes.
No! Save me! I've never heard a phone in my life!
My phone pings, so I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Ring.
Yes, I take it.
Ah, okay. This is Earl. What did you say your name was, by the way? Or did you say your real name?
On my badge, it actually has my real name on it.
Wow. Okay.
Well, unless it's meant to be something provided by Aegis, so I don't know. Did Aegis provide me an identity to go with it? Because you said this was something that would be taken care of all beforehand.
Yeah, it could have been taken care of. You don't have full sets of papers for a new person unless you wanted them, but I just figured you
the reason
probably
I
had Jim Slate on your badge.
I thought the reason why that I'd be able to get away with it would be that Aegis had covered it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered
It was just a press badge. It wasn't the whole Shimoli. They didn't give you business cards and a fake number which someone could call and say, "Yes, he's the best reporter we ever had."
I wasted my merit point. Fuck.
It's a badge. And it's a piece of equipment. Yeah, it doesn't even cost the merit point.
Fine, Jim Slate on it. Suggest Jim Slate.
Right. Is this Jim?
Yes, this is Jim Slate.
This is Earl. I could come to an arrangement with you, Mr. Slate. Where would you like to have lunch? I recommend the Black Dragon. Best meat in the country around there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, my phone starts ringing again. Should I meet you at, say, 1 o'clock?
That's acceptable, sir. I look forward to us coming to an arrangement.
Yes, yes. I'm sure you have much to share.
Indeed, I do.
As do I. Well, then, see you tomorrow. Thank you for your...
Bye-bye. Click.
No wonder no one ever finds the monsters in our world when this is our police force. I don't suppose anyone could lend me a few large notes of money just to grease the wheels rather than checks. I tend to walk around with small notes myself. Unfortunately, the person with money has left.
Yes. Well, there's another person with money around the table.
I give you some money.
I have money. I just don't carry large notes, which...
I give you large notes. A couple of large notes.
Sorry, what's your position within the church? Are you a father, a reverend?
I'm a priest.
He is a shepherd to...
Yes. Shepherd to the
I would have used his honorific to have him.
I don't even know what half the honorifics of various different
pastor.
Groups are.
You're considered pastor. If you're Catholic, you're father.
Yeah.
Okay. So, any other lines of investigation before you... I don't know what y'all will do tonight, but...
Go to sleep and be murdered.
Go to sleep to make sure we're not going to be in the frickin' town, in the bad side of town, during the night.
Why are you so... But there is no... there is no vampire. Why are you so scared?
Are you sure there's no vampire?
Yes! You found blood at the scene of the death!
I want to run the Jacobs financials. Like a really good set of financials.
Okay. How do you intend to do this?
FreeCreditReport.com.
Do you have any of their personal information, like social security number?
No, but I have, let's see. I have the daughter's death information. I could probably get,
Do you share the fact that you're doing this?
What was that?
Do you make it known that you're going to go off and do this? Because if you do, I'd go off and assist, because I'm previous back.
I'm going to announce, tell them that I'm going to blah them intending on doing that, and since she died and it's a public record, I can get her death certificate or death details there, and from that I can get her social security number, and from that I can get her parents.
I'm sorry. How are you going to get her parents' social security number from her social security number? This sounds awful like the underpants gnome scheme.
The what?
It's step one, get underpants. Step two, question mark. Step three, profit.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean that chick's gone insane scam I pulled a few years ago? Yes. No, it's basically if you have a direct relative, then I can go and query mother's maiden name, father's name, and get all those relevant relevant information. And because I have her information, I can get information of her parents. I may not have her exact social security number, but I can usually get. I could get. Marriage certificate, former residence, occupation, mother's maiden name, and then from mother's maiden name, I can get her mother's occupations, everything. It may not be as complete as if you have the social security number, but I get a pretty good idea what's going on.
Right, but you need a social security number.
No, I don't. Since the daughter died, mm-hmm. and her death was public record, then I can get her death certificate because it's filed as public record. Because
right, but you have to go to somewhere to get that. And then,
no, you can get this online.
Not now. I just.
Darn it!
I tried to look it up, and in various states you can, not in Kansas.
Oh.
You got to show up at the courthouse.
Okay, let's see, investigative dude, what do you think?
I was thinking, you can try the major bank loans with his name and details that we managed to get off their off his profile on the main company site. See if and also see if he's part of any other company or is listed on backers or shareholder lists.
So you want to get cross holdings of the main company.
Mm. I already have some information on its origins, but also see what information I can get from banks. I'm told you can't get credit ratings or any information. So.
Well, no, but let's see. We can't get anything from Switzerland, but we could probably get anything from, say, Cayman Islands or any place that has less bank secrecy laws.
The thing is that when we reach his level, then we're probably dealing with money which is already laundered and clean, and it's going to simply be through the company payroll at that point.
Well, thing is, though, they're dealing with blood diamonds, so you can only clean those so much. I mean,
we can look at just as he's managed to find Jack Ortega has purchased himself this extravagant household recently. We can see his recent purchases as well. Get any more information from that.
Then let's see where he got his money from to get extravagant purchases.
I think it's fairly obvious, but I don't think we're going to have... I'm not a computer hacker here. I can't just break into his bank account details. Can I do a roll against GM and tell me if I can use my academics knowledge of law here to provide answer?
For what?
How legally we can obtain more information on this man.
Real simple, we can get his tax records.
Ah.
Okay, how are you going to get his tax records?
That's public information. You can just request them.
Right.
That is...
Right, but You can request them, but at the same time, that's not going to happen immediately. It's going to take anywhere from a week or two to get that information.
When I did my search on him before, he simply did appear, and he has no other reference to existing save that he's part of the company, right?
Does he have any criminal records?
Nope.
DWI or anything?
Nope.
Okay. His previous education? Anything?
He graduated magna cum laude from MIT. Before that, he went through...
Oh! That's good.
X name of high school that does not matter.
Doesn't matter about the high school, but MIT, that's a good spot to start with. You can just pull the alumni rolls from MIT and get any information then. Maybe honor societies, secret societies, whatever.
And then follow on those leads for any possible information on old contacts.
Just out of curiosity, I'm going to punch his name into something like Career Builder or Monster.com as if I can pull up his resume.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You punch all those websites, he does not appear.
I would actually be surprised if he has any real life outside of the company.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I would...
Actually...
He could get his resume off of Monster or something.
How highly decorated was he from MIT?
That's high. You mentioned very high.
Yes. As in, he would have had his end... Well, just like your end work is... Your final piece is always openly published and put on display... What can I get that?
He didn't graduate from the a doctor. He graduated with a bachelor's.
Just out of curiosity. But it doesn't change the fact.
If upon your final
PubMed.
Hmm? Well, yeah.
PubMed or an NIH documents. Does he have anything published?
Not externally, no.
Yes, but the university would actually share it. Their most honored students if he was shared.
Right, yeah. He's just.
And what was it, please?
He graduated with a bachelor's in. Mr. Jacobs graduated with a. Doctorate in organic chemistry.
He was a doctor.
Not a doctorate, a bachelor's.
Okay, just a bachelor's. But he would still have to publish his dissertation.
He doesn't have. You don't write a dissertation for a bachelor's.
Everyone writes a dissertation.
It's
the final.
No, it's optional.
You strange Americans and your different thing.
Dissertations it's optional, only required for not. Master's. Actually, it's not
required.
Even.
But he may have a senior thesis.
Yes, that's what I'm after. I'm after his final piece of work, which would be... universities, as it is, are very proud of their...
Right. Okay. I will come out and tell you this is not relevant.
Darn.
I wanted information on what it was he had been... Because right. only that last thing... sort of shows where they're heading on to next. I want to try and find out.
He disappeared for 10 years. He could have completely changed his direction from that.
I'm letting you know. Not relevant.
Okay.
Can we just... Okay. We can either do this the crazy way and get this quickly done.
Yeah.
And we can just go out there, go check out the places, be ready for something, or we can... action and fight for the with the belief that God is on our side, because by the power of God we cannot lose if we go out there together.
Fight
we
what?
Are the best.
Where? Where do you wish to fight us? Fight. And with and what?
I have no idea, but God will lead us the way. God will never lead me wrong.
And off you sure go, then. God never leads you wrong, but I have less faith.
I do not know where we would go.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's he look like? That we have. Is this the company picture of him as well?
Right. He's 6'1", salt and brown hair, spectacles, broad forehead, high cheekbones.
We could go and talk to him.
Yeah.
At his place. I mean, he is either the person doing it. What's his?
Well, how nice do you want to talk to him? Well, do you want to talk to him in his element, or do you want to take him out of it?
Well, we do not know if it is him. We do not know anything. He could be the thing doing whatever it is that is being done. Or, because the daughter's body was dumped on his doorstep, it could be a warning to him to stay out of it. Or a... making this personal thing.
Information.
He could be a... Yes, he could have information for us, or he could be the person doing it. Torturing him, as what I think you are suggesting, would get information either way. And if he was the bad guy, then we would already have him ready to be put down.
But yes, we could.
I think he would be less inclined to.
I just don't think he's going to be very forthcoming with information without sufficient motivation.
No. From what we have been told, people are cleaning up and hiding the effects of this thing because of...
Yes, and it may be that it was a threat, and the threat has led to him tightening on this. It may be that whoever or whatever is actually running all this is threatening him and using him and his connections to control everything.
Just thought, you said once you managed to find the crypts, their territory, you found more homeless people on the streets again. Don't suppose they would be able to tell you if whether or not some of them have been going missing more than usual. Could you try and question them? I mean, I know the area is probably more dangerous, but
go in and ask them about. Yes. I can try. Yes, I have the djinn still, so.
And we can go and since we I bring out the map, we know that that when we entered the territory here, this is where the crypts, and then when we exited at this street, the crypts just suddenly stopped, the major military forces, and I'm using my eidetic memory.
Yeah, that can be easily done.
There's been any other strange murder cases in the recent past of the town, isn't there? Any other strange criminal cases or things which made the headlines?
You can give me a...
research!
No, you can give me a resolve plus... Is it resolve plus composure?
Ah, or a GM clue thing for me having to come up with things, so that's...
Hey, Nick?
Yeah?
What would I need to roll for an occult roll to figure out what types of monsters could actually affect dreams in a large mass of population?
Well,
do you want the short list or the long list?
Yeah.
There's not that many that would have that power to affect dreams. Yeah, unless you're talking supernatural. Or not supernatural, I mean like generally, that's going to be certain specific types.
We have the entire human culture.
Occult. Yeah.
And the bonus one for monsters?
Yeah, sure.
I got a 2, by the way.
With your 2, you remember a strange series of arsons that happened roughly 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah, the arsons, yeah.
Right. Well, no down location for this.
Oh, okay. Monsters, I got 3 successes, apparently.
Okay. There are more than a few creatures that specialize that are spiritually adept. Because when you dream, one particular theory is that basically you enter over to the spirit realm. So anything that has connections over there can do it. So a witch could do it. Any of the creatures in that spirit realm could do it. A demon could do it. An angel could do it.
A vampire, so, a vampire probably could.
A vampire cannot do it. Probably not. They are not
ghosts.
A ghost could definitely do it.
Well, definitely not vampires.
Could it be done with technology?
If there was spiritual technology, then maybe.
Did artifact
or subliminal messaging?
Probably not subliminal messaging.
Quick question. We know one of the victims was cremated. What about the other two?
Both of them are buried in a poor burial lot named Robert Taylor's plot. And basically, that graveyard, that's basically where all the poor people who have no money are buried.
Any coroners?
Do they mark? Is it mass burial,
they
or
mark
do
them.
They actually mark
them? No, they mark them. It's America. They don't fucking bash
people. Was there any coroner's reports available? I mean, the obituary or whatever else? Or with the case?
Online? No.
The published police notes?
No.
Where is the graveyard? Is it south of the railroad tracks?
Absolutely.
Of course it is.
Where is it in Crypt territory?
It's right off Corvus Street.
Lovely.
So it's not in Crypt territory?
Well, it depends if it depends if the Crypts just avoid that street you were on, or if they avoid everything east of a certain street.
Okay. And there was a body, and that was where one of the bodies was found, is Corvus?
Yes.
How close is the graveyard to where the body was found?
Maybe a mile.
Can I do some research into the history behind Corvus Street and Raven Street? Or Raven Avenue?
Yeah, I mean...
Corvus and Raven... Oh, boy.
Okay, so just a research...
Corvus is Raymond, right?
Corvus...
Yeah.
Corvids is the...
Is the street right after that Crow Street?
It's Murder Street. No.
Oh, nice.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. No.
It's Avis Street.
Holy crud.
Yeah,
well, that's 5.
Basically, you get
3.
3
days. Yeah, I mean,
not happening with the birds right now.
Basically, you get the very sad story of these streets. It is basically American history, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing exceptional. Yes.
You just got an exceptional success to tell you that there's nothing exceptional about that. How about the graveyard itself? Is there any been missing bodies or anything like that, actually?
Yeah, I will give that for free. No.
Oh.
A lot of mysterious deaths, you know, are buried there, but nothing that is out of the ordinary for the world of darkness.
I like that phrase. Nothing that's out of the ordinary for world of darkness.
People get murdered here.
So
there are trails scattered amongst
the dying
trees.
Of natural causes is... Oh, sorry. Dying of natural causes is not natural in world of darkness.
Yeah. Oh, no. Most people die of natural causes. Those who don't get disappeared.
I need a dismembered
head. Dismembered
corpse in your shrubbery is not too far out of the norm.
So the answer is essentially that we may want to go look in the bodies, but the obvious answer is we're dealing with something spiritual in nature, something with spiritual power.
Or simply someone who has an ally in the spiritual side.
What things tend to gravitate towards towers and castles? If you all know the answers.
It is called castle. It is...
Yes. Yes, and they have a very large ten-story tower. So, things of this nature tend to have large egos. Wizards, vampires, and a whole host of others, but perhaps they're just really wanting to put up appearances here.
Well, it is not a vampire, but they are pretending it is. It is saying, hey, look, vampire.
Yes.
So, anything.
Exactly.
Is there a particular thing that you have thought of that hates vampires?
Was there a particular thing that... Can I use my early occult role?
No. You could use your occult role. Everything hates everybody.
Everyone hates it. It is a war of all.
Oh, so it's Hobbesian war of all against all?
Yes. Life is poor, brutish, nasty, and short.
We are in the state of nature.
Indeed.
That is not good. Well...
So, actionable items.
Okay, what are they?
I have
that
plenty
is
of
what
them.
On... asking, what are we going to do with our
At this hour, I believe bed.
It is 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we could probably go out to the graveyard.
In the middle of the night, yes.
Yes, and encounter all these zombies. This sounds like
no
a good flag.
Zombies don't exist.
There are no zombies. Yeah. You do not.
There's just many parables. Many things which could be.
I have. A friend of mine has seen a man who has once seen a zombie.
I've seen a zombie on Nat Geo, but.
Yeah.
So what is the suggestion?
It is odd that his daughter was not killed, but was killed, if you see what I mean. And that the others were buried in a pauper's grave.
Yes, it is.
And not destroyed. If it was the company covering up the fake blood research, you think you would think they would destroy all evidence
to us. Yes, right. which means that it may be someone's just threatening him or trying manipulating him or blackmailing him or something, and so that he uses his power to kind of cover it up and keep it quiet.
Or his daughter's death could have just been an accident.
Oh, she could not be dead. It could just have been, somebody dead.
I was about to say, destroying the body is a sure way of making sure no one can check the validity of the corpse. And the daughter was missing for some time as a delinquent and then returned.
Well, we do have the... Unfortunately, we don't have anything to compare the blood to.
You don't need the... You'd have to take... You actually have to take a bone marrow sample of the parents and then do a spectrographic analysis and compare it to the same?
I was thinking of just a simple making sure it's the same blood type to get the right idea there.
Have but you looked at the blood?
Cremated, you can't do that.
Yes, I can look in the bag. It looks like blood.
Right.
I don't have the science.
Can nobody... We have no more resources.
If someone can get hold of a forensic chemistry set, then I'm sure I could do something.
I look to the rich person. Could you get a hold of one? Buy one?
Who's rich?
You're right, she owns three of them in all different colors.
What, me? I'm not rich. I'm not rich.
Yes, I am also quite amazed. I asked for actionable items, and y'all went off on a rant about other things.
What?
No, I'm just asking what y'all want to be doing.
Right, I have nothing to be done right now, because...
You're asking me for resources I don't necessarily have, so...
Is there a open university or anything like that nearby? Look there.
That'll let you use lab equipment? No.
No.
If you give me a contacts academics role.
Do I have contacts? I'm sorry, how does contacts work in? I have academics and...
Correct. You took...
Yes, I have two in being an academic.
Indeed. And I believe it's manipulation plus persuasion plus contacts role.
Well, we're screwed then. Three, four, plus contacts. Contacts is a skill? Or is that,
how many dots did you put in your...
Six. Six dice. Come on.
Before you roll, let me clear the dice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, even less, you're less screwed than if I were trying that.
Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, not bad. Two successes, three successes with one re-rolling.
Okay.
Let me just roll the other. Three successes.
Okay. Given you did make three successes, I will say that they're someone who can make some lab time for you. However, it will not happen till tomorrow.
Please make sure that this will not this isn't going to interrupt with my scheduled meeting, is it?
No. Okay. You did get three successes.
Yeah. Okay. How about we just pass time so that we can get to that his couple of meetings and spectral analysis while we quickly go investigate the other crime scene and potentially look at the go by the graveyard to see if the bodies have been dug up.
Yeah. Or,
there's always the chance that they'd go grab the bodies afterward to destroy
How big is the graveyard anyway on the map?
It's not too big.
In which case, they probably only interpret people for a short period of time.
And it's only been a short period of time.
Yeah. I know, but I'm saying the sight of a open grave would not be unusual.
Exactly, which is why we check for those specific bodies. Moving on. Passing time. We don't have much time.
Okay. Yeah.
I fully expect this to be another...
Yes, this is
not
going to
finish tonight, so it doesn't matter how much time we pass quickly.
Yeah. No, y'all aren't going to finish tonight. Y'all have.
We're barely into the first act.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a little bit.
We haven't even got past the first page of 20.
Well, no, there are four pages, and you are currently on page one.
Paragraph one. Spent a lot of time not doing things.
No, you're not on paragraph one. I mean, you have skipped back and forth several times, but
All right, do the graveyard.
Well,
so
well, I mean, we're doing this tomorrow morning. Yes.
Yes. While the other guy is meeting.
Yes.
The,
so before we go to sleep tonight. I say, everybody try and control your dream in some way, to do something and maybe learn something somehow. I do not know how this works. But I feel comfortable with my choice. Yes.
I pray for God's guidance in this.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you pray for God's guidance. Give me a resolve plus composure check.
Okay. That'd be weird if I get a response from God. Okay, one more. Two successes.
Okay. You feel a little bit calmer and a little bit better. Okay. So, what are y'all doing before you go to bed to control your dreams? Besides you pray. You prayed.
Okay.
Or are you just going to drink yourself into oblivion?
That's my plan.
She does have some crack cocaine.
Party favors,
okay, you could.
Yes.
You're probably not gonna sleep if you smoke a rock.
Well, okay, then I will just have a little nip out of the mini bar.
Alright. Alright, so the rest of you all have the same dreams, except if you want to... I'm sorry, Russian boy?
Is there something you wanna... not have a specific way of doing any of this. This is not my area.
Okay. Okay. And then everyone who did nothing, basically, you can make me a resolve check at minus one. Everyone who drank before they went to sleep can give me a resolve check at minus three. And person who prayed can give me a resolve plus composure check.
Ooh, I like resolve plus composure.
How does
the
minus three work?
There's
minus three dice?
Yes, minus three dice. If you
I
go
roll
down
nothing.
To zero,
okay.
Roll
holy crud!
Alright, I have resolve of three, so what do I roll?
Just the one dice. It would be a... Well, if it is at minus three, it is just a chance die.
No.
Okay.
And a one is a dramatic failure, like my trippy head hit.
Nothing.
Okay.
I rolled a nine.
Okay, you failed. Nope, it's only a ten.
It's a ten on... Yes.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. Roll it.
You
rolled a dramatic success.
Apparently.
Yes, God is indeed with you. So what do you want? I'm sorry. First we'll move. First we'll go to Russian Man. What do you want to have happen?
I was hoping to see some of the things behind the dream.
Okay.
I guess what I was thinking of was the tower itself, and see if I could see that anywhere in my dream to see if it was being directed from the high point of the tower.
Okay. The scene reenacts itself on the top of the tower. That is completely acceptable. And you do not feel especially anything from that. But what you do get is, instead of your wife is the person that you're clutching, it is a young... it's definitely a young man of some description who has the fangs and bites you in the place of your wife.
Yes, you were my next choice of list of suspects, Jimmy. I hit you.
Okay. Man with this exceptional success, what do you want to have happen?
What I wanted was that I was going to try and make it through the power of God, probably with a Bible and a cross, have the thing, you know, start praying and having the thing reveal its true form, asking God for it to reveal its true form. Show me the face of the enemy. Show me the face of that which is unsacred, that which is unhollow. Let me see the true face of the enemy, and let it be known. Let it be known I am here.
Okay. All right. You have your normal shitty dream where your lady.
Even with a 9.
It's a 10 or better.
Damn.
So a 10. it's the only way you can succeed. You two have your old crappy dream, pretty much the same thing, except this time you don't see the face of the boy or anything like that. It's really indistinct shadow. You, on the other hand, there, preacher man, you are sitting in a room. The room is on fire. And you see a elderly gentleman. He's in his late 50s, and his throat has been ripped out. And just, except the strange thing is, it's almost, instead of blood gurgling forth, there is no blood. It looks like someone has ripped it out and then sucked until there's nothing more coming forth. And he is in his pajamas, and then there is a woman, and she is pinned to the wall. And there is a man, he is dark hair, he's 6'2"-ish, 6'3", tall man. He's well built, and he is just sucking from her neck, and her eyes is roll back, and she is clearly dead. What do you want to do?
The power of the Lord says, by me, my power, and with the power of the Lord who believes in me, turn and you shall be forgiven. God will forgive you.
Okay. You say that, and the figure doesn't even notice that you're there. And he finishes with the woman, and he throws her to the ground. Then he picks up a can of gasoline, and he spreads it over both the bodies. And he lights what looks to be yet another match and throws it on the bodies. And then, as he throws it on the bodies, you look up the stairs of this house, and you can see a young man, maybe 15, maybe 16. He has pockmarked face, and he's looking down at the scene, horrified. And surrounding him is this black nimbus. And the nimbus is touching him all kinds of places. Little tendrils lead from the nimbus back and forth to the boy. And the vampire, but quite clearly the vampire, looks up at the region where the boy is standing, and the boy is doesn't see the boy. And the boy is just weeping and sobbing and moaning and crying. It would be impossible to miss him. And the vampire walks out the door.
Sorry, I'm laughing because of what Richard said.
Looks like so, anything you want to do?
Boy, I turn to the boy and go, boy, what is your name?
He's mine.
And when you hear that, you are thrown back through the door. The words hit you with a physical force.
I get back up, no one can defeat me because I have the Lord on my side. And I get up with the righteous fury.
I take it someone heard my head slap there.
I have the vice of pride.
Yes, but it was the laugh by the bad guy. I mean, that's what he was doing. He was laughing at you.
Okay.
I know me.
I yell, be gone.
Flee, little man. You have no place in what is happening.
And then the door slams in your face, and you wake up.
I get on my knees and thank God for revealing to me the truth. And I check on my compatriots to make sure. I check out the window and the guy in my room to make sure they're all right.
Yeah, everybody's light. All right. Everybody awakens at one less, minus one will point besides you.
Which I think is not going to matter as much until we come back next time.
I'm presuming we keep the same stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it will matter something. All right. Exactly. Well, do you want to get together and quickly discuss before we end?
Yes. Blah.
Yes. I also yes. Blah.
Total blah.
I could not make out the young boy, though, I assume. In my dream.
If my dream is to be believed, it seems that we have multiple different groups involved. There probably is a vampire in the area.
I was asking the GM a question.
I'm sorry, what?
The boy in my dream who was...
Mm-hmm.
But I could not make him out?
No, but I will go ahead and give this for free. Sharon could make him out last time, and it's a remarkable description for the boy Sharon saw.
Oh, crud.
Wait, the sorry, young boy I saw.
Which? What?
Remember Sharon's first dream. She got exceptional success. She saw a young man, about 16, pockmarked.
Right, yes, and that's is right, and I was asking about the boy in my dream. I'm not necessarily assuming that the boy in my dream is the same as the boy in...
it was pretty indistinct, but it was definitely a young...
Can't tell. Fine. But the boy in Marcus's dream is the same one that was in Sharon's dream.
Sure, exactly.
Right. Okay.
We have an adolescent vampire going around?
No, we have an adolescent possessed by a spirit, and we have another vampire who sucked out the blood of his, I believe... Was there a familial resemblance between the two people? Yeah, who sucked out and killed his parents.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And this all happened, occurred regarding the fire that happened 6 months ago.
The arsons.
Yes, the arson. This was one of the arsons.
Then I better start looking up names of those killed in the fires. Then.
Yes, it may be that it seems that the arsons were related to an actual vampire, and the fires were just covering up the actual sucking of the blood.
But the blood was not sucked. It was well.
In the places where the arsons were, that was an actual vampire. In these, it may not have been.
In your dream, at any rate, it could be unrelated, or it could be something totally other. I actually wouldn't mind seeing if I can find some images of the parents of our head researcher here, Jacob, Brandon Jacob, see if he can't find his family.
Do we have a family that has a son named Jimmy?
Not yet. I haven't found that, but I can.
I'm asking the GM if he does.
I'm sorry. No, I did impact answer. No.
Can you speak up a bit as well? Sorry, mate.
Yeah, couldn't hear you there much. Yep.
Oh, I was saying not yet, but I'm going to go and see if I can find images of Brandon Jacobs' parents, see if those match up at all, as well as investigating to the...
I will give that for free. No.
Okay, completely.
No, this is someone else.
I didn't assume that one fire necessarily meant the arson of recently, because there are a lot of fires.
Well, alright, so everybody knows everything, and that is in fact where we will leave off for y'all to we'll investigate further on what the fuck y'all want to do next time on Hunter.
Hunter, the darkness.
Hunter, what the fuck y'all want to do? Yes, okay.
Yes, I will give you the title of this game is Actions Have Consequences. So,
the power of God is with me.
Yes, he was with your exceptional success.
I'm disappointed.
I so want to dose the priest.
I
really do.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that my attempt to drink myself into a dreamless sleep did not work.
It sadly, actually made it worse.
Sadly, it only made it worse.
I know. That's what I'm upset about.
Alcohol is not the solution.
No. No, it's really not.
It depends on what the question is.
The excess of alcohol.
Never said it was. Just decided not to go with the rocks tonight. That's all.
So, there you go. Any questions, comments, suggestions?
That went well. You got a really good tone to you on it. How much of your patience did we try there?
I think a ridiculous amount.
Not enough.
Honestly, not a whole lot. I have run many investigation games before, and sometimes the PCs just don't fucking get it. And you just sit there and you wait, and sometimes they stumble across the answer, and I have things, if y'all, you know, I was just going to basically say, if y'all don't have things to do, time passes, and if time passes, certain things happen. So, that will make the case, A, easier to solve, and B, more difficult to fight.
Yay. So,
but fortunately, someone has the power of God on their side, and shortcut all my fucking... all my fucking subtle hints and clues and...
Oh, I forgot about the... I'm glad you did mention the arson. I just forgot to investigate it. It was something that I wrote down, and I didn't investigate.
I didn't write it down at all. It's just not on my list.
Well, I talked with the NPCs, so that's why I wrote it down.
Yeah, well, no good for you for getting it.
Yep. So, yes, there is something out there. Now, the nature of that something, fortunately, the power of God did not tell you that. And,
I know it's spiritual based off occult knowledge.
Yes, it probably is.
Or in league with something spiritual.
Indeed.
Well, if it's on the boy, it means it's probably possessing or using the power of the boy somewhat.
So, I will leave y'all to conjecture while we get other PCs, hopefully, for the next time around. Maybe a hacker who could have hopefully shortcut some of that fucking discussion about,
yeah. Alright, fine. I'm just trying to think out here.
I know. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. It happens, and it happens with everyone. Such is the nature of not being in the GM's head. So,
I think no one wants to be in your head, Nick.
I think it's a lovely place. I have
a lovely, scary place.
Kittens and sunshines and crypts and
yes, and they're dancing together.
There are two cows that dance.
Are they doing the hokey pokey?
Indeed. And then Tuki comes out, and then he kills them all.
Right. That was wonderful, Lenny. Thank you for that, Nick. But it is 4:30.
Just before everybody signs off, can I get like 5 or 10 seconds of silence with your mics open just for the crappy recording thing?
Okay, starting now.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah. Well, oh, red panda.
Yes. Also, flying squirrel. She's quite cool as well.
Before folks sign off, what time is game tomorrow?
There's a game tomorrow?
You mean the Holic thing being run by George? I have no idea. I believe George does it on the system of when people are on. So.
Okay, because I will be on, but I am... Let's say, if my mother gets pissed, I'm going away.
Yeah, no. What time is good for you? I'll pass that on to him. And
I have no idea. It's Mother's Day. It's revolving around her schedule, not mine. Mm-hmm.
Is it? Oh, crap.
Yes, it's Mother's Day.
Oh, that's
Day
America. And... Don't care.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's Mother's Day here in the States. You don't care about your mother?
I totally understand why you don't care about it out in the States. However, my mother is here in the States, and I kind of have to care about it.
Well, my mother had... I care about my mother so much, it was a couple of months ago that I did stuff for her. So, yeah, there we go.
I just realized I'm still annoyed at her after that heinous thing to me last night. I'm sorry, Le Fin du Monde is probably the worst beer I have ever tasted in life.
Well, the French aren't known for their beer, so...
They're not.
For their wine. The thing, though, is unless you are in France, then French wine is not something you should be buying either, because actually they import cheap gut rot and keep the good stuff for themselves. If you want a good red wine... then get it from either Australia. Italian's in the quiet.
No, South
Africa's good, but yes.
California has good wine.
California is good, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Chile can come up with some really good...
Yes, they can.
It's hit and miss. But...
Well, the last stuff I had was a Super Tuscan, which was, like, phenomenal.
And that's the way we'll end it.
Talking about booze.
Good fight.